Always check in with County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell toward the end of the year. Get some of the more significant stories that happened in the county this year with, I guess, in the back of the mind, Steve, every COVID kind of wrapped around everything, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it really is. And, you know, with that in mind, though, people have had the opportunity to experience Jackson like never before. And I really think that it shows in everything that went on this past year with our county and the different areas, anything from Keeley Park movie parties to the high use of our campgrounds and trails here in Jackson. We received a very good report from the parks director. Mm-hmm. And the semiannual report shows that Jackson is using what that millage has provided. You know, we were 2 years into that 10-year millage, and with that in mind, we've worked real hard to begin improvements to playgrounds, playground safety, repair and reconstruct area boat launches, make beachfront safer. The restoration of the Cascades, and look at different developments that we can do within our park system to make Jackson really an exciting place. You know, this past year, you talk about COVID. We have 16 different picnic shelters within Jackson County, and those this year had over 200 gatherings at them. Those were all outside. People were safe, could utilize the county park system and really enjoy themselves. And we actually had a wedding at Keeley Park this summer. So things are going real well. Four high schools utilized our stage rentals to set up, and it made for a great time. It made for a great time. The cruise in at Vandercook Lake was exciting also.
So yeah, Steve, you really had to do things different. There's even from your own meetings.
Oh, yes. You know, we went back and forth from Zoom to meeting together to attempting to create an atmosphere at the American One Center where people could come publicly and be safe, and that ended up not working. And at the end of the day, and we meet via Zoom, and meetings take probably 45 minutes to an hour longer because you've got delays and listening to commissioner comments and people talking without their mics on and everything that goes along with it. But all in all, we were able to function this past year, and we hope the legislature will do something for the first of the year so that we can have our organizational meeting safe and secure.
Steve, despite the obviously the budget challenges, the county got a lot done with the roads.
Yes. Yeah, we got a little bit over 10% of Jackson's roads paved this last year. I know that kind of sounds odd. How can you do that? Well, because we got in neighborhoods within Summit Township and began reaching into Blackman Township and are working with finishing up the projects within Spring Arbor Township. But also, we did a lot of paving on some major thoroughfare connections, and also were able to step up and do the proper maintenance and to avoid the pothole season, from turning it into something that in the past has been devastating to vehicles to something that cars have been able to avoid problems within the county. Our road department is something to be very, very proud of. The gentlemen at JCDOT, I think our whole engineering crew and everything right down the line.
Yeah, I know you were able to bring on some new equipment, some new ways you did things there also.
Yeah, and the big advantage is that pothole patching or something like that to a road today is not a waste of material. It's just creating a strong surface for us to be able to recycle. Get the equipment in there and roll that and get it all properly taken care of. You know, and along with all that, with roads comes a lot of different involvement within the community, and people are able to get out and use their neighborhoods more. I think everybody in the county saw kids on bikes in the neighborhood now, and people walking their neighborhoods because it's comfortable and safe to walk because everything's delineated. Things are marked. There's road surfaces shown where people can get in. Now with the new road in McDivitt and the non-motorized pathway connector, that's going to be even more exciting as we go forward with all of that.
Some changes at the airport, Steve?
Well, this past year, we had the apron redeveloped. And the front part of the restaurant, and it's now paved correctly and looks very nice and works well with our new system. They put that whole new project in there, and we had Mead Brothers, a local contractor, do all that work, and that turned into quite an exciting project. We've had some real challenges out at the airport though this last year. Not the kind of travel in and out that we'd like to see, and we see a shift from Jackson College away from the airport and them selling their building and closing their facilities out there. So we're reaching out right now to other schools within the state of Michigan to get them on board. So hopefully as 2021 starts out, we can have an airline school being taught at JC, being taught at Reynolds Field, and I think that it'll be an important part because it's been there. It's been part of the heritage that we've been an instructor school of pilots for the military as well as the commercial airfields throughout the United States.
Certainly, you're not alone as far as traffic is concerned. Everybody had to be down.
I know, and we got a report yesterday nationally. They're saying that it's going to take the airline industry 3 to 5 years to get themselves back to where they were pre-virus, pre-pandemic. So we've got some work cut out for us, but I think that Jackson is up to the task, and I think that the Jackson Airport is up to the task because of all the equipments and everything that we have on hand and ready to go.
So could you foresee any type of expansion down the road? I mean, I'm not talking about next year, but in the future?
I can see us continuing our service to industry. And the just-in-time part supplying that we are doing and the advantages that we have with the different manufacturers who utilize our airport. I know that Eaton and other companies utilize our airport quite a bit, and it is very important. Technique utilizes it, so I think it's truly speaks to Jackson's innovation and the use of a commercial airport with a 5,000-foot runway available for development and be able to have full use of it going forward.
And really, we're looking at an expanded operation at the animal shelter.
Well, you know, we passed the millage out there, and I talked to Lydia before I came on to get a real handle on what's happened, and she stepped up this and took on a animal shelter and a millage and operations and has been able to really make us look good and make us shine. You had over 900. I'm going to go over the list of adoptions that happened just this year. 980 cats, 780 dogs, 4 birds, 3 cows, 2 ducks, a ferret, 2 lizards, 26 rabbits, 5 rats, 1 snake, 1 turtle, and 3 pigs. On top of that, we assisted at low cost or no cost at all to over 500 spay and neuters. And with Lydia's work within the community, we were able to save some hurricane dogs that had been stranded or abandoned in the south during the summer months, and so we were able to do that, and we were able to work with Bissell and do what's called empty the shelter parties, and those have worked very, very well. And I really think, and we have animal control officers now out patrolling controlling and working within the system and keeping track of things. And I know that Farm Bureau is happy with their work and outreach with that. And I know that going forward, I think we'll really have a great experience with the Jackson County Animal Shelter partnering with Cascades and making things better for all of our citizens in Jackson.
Okay, that's got to be a relief, isn't it? Because you had to use other assets and sometimes chasing around dogs, and that's probably not a good way to do things.
That's correct. You know, and because of Lydia's hard work and everything, she was able to get a $25,000 grant to get us a third vehicle to outfit our animal control officers with. And, you know, and that means so much to the community to know that you can call and have a situation dealt with and things work in partnership instead of an adversarial situation. And I really think that going forward we'll have some real pride in the way the county is operating, whether it be roads, whether it be economic development, whether it be our animals, whether it be our parks and recreation, which turns into positive health benefits for all of the residents of Jackson, as we're able to get out and walk and move about safely and spend time going forward in 2021. And we will continue to work towards positive change here in Jackson County.
Just a thought on the commission, Steve, not much of a change following the election, but you expect that to run smoothly?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Elwell for his years of service. I think that the new 2021-22 commission will do very, very well. They're all learned individuals who have past government experience. And so, yeah, I think it will be truly, truly a positive step forward for Jackson. There are going to be some tough questions that need to be answered in 2021, but I believe the Board of Commissioners are up to the task.
Steve, appreciate the visit.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And if you need boots, come see me.
Yes, sir. Miller Shoes, downtown Jackson. They've been there for way over 100 years, and Steve is down there to serve you.